He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, December the 18th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. What's that on the screen I'm seeing today? Oh, am I colorblind? No, I'm seeing green on the screen, finally. That is refreshing here on the 7 days, 1 week away from Christmas. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average finally up this morning. We're up 271 points right now. That's a 1.2% gain. Maybe the market thinking that the Fed will back off. We'll talk about that here in a moment. The Dow is at 23,864. You'll never believe where it stopped yesterday. We'll go over that also during the show today. The S&P up 22 points to 2567. The NASDAQ is up 58 points to 6,811. The small cap index, which went into a bear market on Monday, is at 1,394. That's the small cap index. We have crude oil continuing. You know, I think crude oil has had a lot to do with this sell-off in the market because the energy sector is 10%. Of the S&P 500, and those earnings estimates are going to be coming down for that earnings for that energy sector, and that could impact overall S&P numbers for next year. Gold is down a dime to $12.51. Silver's up a penny to $14.76 per ounce. The 10-year is back to its low, its recent low, 2.85 is where the 10-year yield currently is at. The VIX is quiet today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Charleston, South Carolina here. We had another ugly day in the market yesterday. We're getting a bounce today. I've got some pretty startling statistics to take you through here this morning and some news coming out from Europe, from China, from the Fed, all over the place, all of these tributaries that feed into the world stock markets. I begin the day with just 59 B-plus or better stocks, and many of those are now inverse funds. I have 101 A or better momentum grades. Out of 5,000, this continues to be the weakest market since the beginning of 2016. And, of course, yesterday it was kind of interesting. You know, we started off real slow, and then the NASDAQ gathered some steam, and I said, look, the NASDAQ's going to go positive here. I sent out a push notification, and it did go positive. And then it went negative and more negative and more negative, basically on comments made by Jeffrey Gundlach, who is the Double Line Capital's founder and CEO. He said that he believed that the market was going to go lower, and it did. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. The market does listen to Jeffrey Gundlach. I don't know that it should listen to Jeffrey Gundlach. He's made a lot of really bad calls in the past. But yesterday on Monday, the market did listen to Jeffrey Gundlach. Now, here's the amazing, here is the startling statistic from yesterday. The S&P fell to its lowest close of the year, but it goes back to the low set. Listen to this. It came within a point. A point. That's how important those technical levels are. On February 9th of 2018, the S&P hit 2,532. Of course, it went on a 16% roll from that point, from that February 9th low back in February of this year. And yesterday we hit 2,530, almost the exact number that we hit back on February 9th. And from that point now is where we're getting this jump, this rally. Could we say now that we have put in a very significant double bottom with, 9 months, 10 months in between those bottoms? But back on February 9th, 2018, we hit 2532. That was the bottom of the market at that time. And yesterday we hit 2530. Pretty amazing how the market will stop almost on a dime. Well, I guess you would have to say it's the program trading. That's where they put their buys in, right at the old low. And so far the machines are buying, I guess, today. There was no sector safe yesterday. All 11 industry groups ended in the red, with losses ranging from 1% for the financials to 3.7% for the real estate sector. The NASDAQ, which has been holding on to the narrowest of gains, is now negative for the year. And the small cap Russell 2000 has fallen more than 20% from its yearly high. And I showed last Friday that the Russell 2000 small cap index is now in a bear market. Just barely. Can it climb out of the gutter? It's lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut right now, as Jed Clampett used to say on the Beverly Hillbillies. But sometimes, it can climb. That could be the signal, the bottom. We'll just have to see here. It's very interesting. We're right in between. We hit support yesterday, the bottom of support, the gutter of support yesterday. At that point in time, I did not feel like buying anything on the bull side, and I did not feel like buying anything on the bear side. I have just a few hedges in place right now. But if we break those support levels, then it's a whole different ball game. Now, the opposite of the Russell 2000 is RWN. That's just one of the inverse ETFs on the Russell 2000. And as I said, if we go into a bear, there is money to be made on the downside, and especially if one picks on the weakest areas of the market. But yesterday, I would say, the market was making a nice comeback until fund manager Jeffrey Gundlach told CNBC, and of course they have an agenda, Fox has an agenda, Bloomberg has an agenda, Reuters has an agenda, all of these agendas fighting one against another. It's one agenda against another agenda. And in the middle is earnings, which are now starting to come into question. Well, Jeffrey Gundlach in an interview said that stocks are now in a bear market, and he expressed concern about the rising U.S. budget deficit and saying his best investment idea for 2019 is capital preservation, meaning cash. Gundlach doesn't mention the inverse funds. If we should break those final support levels and move into a bear market. Well, that raises the pressure on the Fed, who begins their two-day meeting today, and it will end tomorrow with an announcement. Will the Fed back off, given, the market does play into the economy big time? It's called the wealth effect. If your 401k is diving right now, you may not have as open of a wallet as you had 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 2 months ago, as you do your Christmas shopping right now. So it all does play into this whole, all these tributaries that feed into the market. Well, there was one bright spot in the market yesterday, Bitcoin. Oh, I don't think I'm going to call Bitcoin the best investment for 2019. Bitcoin was up 11% yesterday in the late afternoon to 3,600. Maybe that's turning the market around. You know what'll turn the market around? Let's load up on some inverse funds right now. That'll for sure turn the market to the upside. Well, there's a lot of pressure on the Fed. Not only is Jeffrey Gundlach saying that the Fed should not raise interest rates when it meets Tuesday and Wednesday, but there's also a big editorial today in the Wall Street Journal, and there's obviously the Trump tweets, which are always out there, saying, how dare you raise interest rates right now? Well, what will the Fed do? And will that throw this market into a bear? It's as close as you can possibly come without actually being in a bear right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best. The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it's all about the close. We do have a rally going on after the big sell-off in the market yesterday, which took the S&P 500 almost to the exact point that it was in back in February of this year. That's kind of the final line in the sand. Well, it held. It's holding today. But will it hold? Well, Double Line Capital founder and CEO Jeffrey Gundlach says the Fed should not raise interest rate when it meets Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, I don't think the Fed is going to listen to Jeffrey Gundlach, but the market did yesterday. He says the bond market is saying, the Fed, you've got no way you should be raising interest rates. Look at the two-year, the three-year, the five-year part of the yield curve, which are flat at 2.7%, Gundlach says. Well, do we have an inversion? Not yet, but we do have an inversion in the middle where the two-year now offers a better rate than the five-year. And Gundlach says the problem stems from the fact that the Fed kept rates so low for so long. And he also says that Europe should not have resorted to negative interest rates, and we should have not done quantitative easing, which is a circular financing scheme, he added. As for the stock market, Gundlach sees the S&P 500 falling below the lows the index hit in early 2018. Well, so far he's wrong. It's holding today, precariously. And then he goes on to say, I'm pretty sure this is a bear market. Well, remember, that's one person out there. That's one man's opinion. I did listen to Schwab's analyst this morning. Can't think of her name right now, but she's a very well-known market pundit. She also is predicting... She's predicting lower earnings next year than this year. And her thoughts are that the downward price in oil has not been priced in yet to the earnings from the energy sector. And she says once that is done, we could finally see that this year, 2018, was the top in earnings. And once again, that's one person's opinion, which is very far off of the consensus right now. Well, those bear market remarks yesterday definitely had a big impact on the market. And by the end of the day today, we were down 500 points. Today, so far, we do have a gain in the market. Well, we also have the FOMC meeting right now. There's also some noise being made about we're on track for the worst December since the Great Depression. Now, that ought to make you depressed. Go take a couple of Prozacs with that news. Well, economic growth continues to slow around the world. And that, again, puts pressure on the Fed. Now, the Wall Street Journal is joining in. They're saying to the Fed, do not raise rates this week. But, you know, that's a big change. The Wall Street Journal is usually a big fan of paying attention to real-time market signals. they're saying that the market is telling the Fed that we can't take another rate hike right now. So we shall see. And they're also asking the Fed not to unwind that big bond position. I think they still have about $4 trillion in bonds to get rid of. So far, that has not put any pressure on the bond market. And as I say, small caps are now in a bear. RWM is the inverse. Let's see how it's doing today. That would be one of the weakest areas. That would be one of the most natural places to start hedging and inversing, especially a more aggressive growth portfolio. RWM is the exact opposite of the Russell 2000. It's traded 218,000 shares so far today. It now has a relative strength of 95 out of a 1 to 99 scale. RWM, there's $300 million in that ETF. It's been a terrible investment. It recently hit a new 10-year low at $36.82. But off of that low now, it's up 25% since the end of August. So you've got a 4-5 month rally of 25% roughly in the inverse Russell 2000. Also, the oil market is now in a bear market. When you look at USO, for instance, it was $16.24 here in October, and it's now $10. That's 37 cents. That's a drop of over 20%, almost 25%. There are inverse oil ETFs. DUG, D-U-G, comes to mind. DUG goes the opposite way of the Dow Jones U.S. Oil and Gas Index. It has a relative strength of 97 right now on a scale of 1 to 99. But it just seems a little scary to me. I don't know how you can't put a value on oil. It's all about supply and demand, and it's all it takes. Well, it used to be that's all it took was for OPEC to tighten the spigot. But when they tighten, we loosen. And that continues to put pressure on oil prices. Will oil prices go any lower? Well, I think being on the inverse side of the energy sector would be pretty dangerous here right now. I continue to have a 44% cash position. I got as high as 60 or 70% during October. People ask me, Bill, what are your plans going forward if we go into a bear? Well, obviously, cash levels will increase. And exposure to inverse funds on the most vulnerable areas of the market will also increase. Well, the bond market is hanging in there right now. It's seen as a safe haven, a safe harbor. But at the same time, you've got the Fed that has to unwind a big position in bonds in the open markets. And now you've got China cutting its holding of U.S. Treasuries by $12.5 billion in October. That's the fifth consecutive month that China has lowered their treasury holdings. This comes amid a broader decline in foreign demand for U.S. government debt due to a strong dollar. And of course, we are currently in a trade war with China. Their appetite for treasuries is something to be watched because they continue to be financing a lot of our debt. And what if they stopped? Are they playing that card right now? Well, let's get an update on where we're at with the China-U.S. standoff. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we do have a rally that is picking up steam today after yesterday's Jeffrey Gundlach-induced sell-off, which took the S&P 500 to the same exact level that it hit clear back in February, February 9th to be exact, of this year. So far, that level is holding. Very precariously, however. Well, where do we stand on the China-U.S. standoff, which I think has a lot to do with the weakness in the market? Was it a mistake? I mean, the market was going really well until February when President Trump announced the tariffs on China, and that was really what got the market all upside down in a tizzy, and that continues. Well, now President Xi is warning no one is in a position to dictate to the Chinese people what should or should not be done, he said in an address commemorating the 40th anniversary of the opening of the Chinese economy. Isn't that amazing? Remember when that happened? That was back in the Richard Nixon era. It was Richard Nixon that went to China over the Great Wall and got China to open up their economy. And now you've got companies like Alibaba and Tencent Holdings and JD.com trading on the New York Stock Exchange. So a lot has happened in those 40 years. But obviously it's President Trump's opinion that China has taken advantage of the system big time, and he's trying to make it a more equitable playing field out there. And that has caused a lot of ripples and waves even in the market. The next deadline is March the 1st, which is fast approaching. That's just 2.5 months away, where they're trying to get something done. I mean, this whole global economy now is being impacted not by just this. I mean, we do have Europe moving off of their quantitative easing. No more punch, no more laced punch over there in Europe. We have Japan also moving. We have central banks around the world in tightening mode. And that also is upsetting the global economy. You've still got Brexit hanging out there. Credit Suisse is telling clients to relocate their UK assets. Get the heck out of the United Kingdom. Well, I can just say that one of the inverse funds that I do own is on Europe. I just have a very small position in EPV, which is ultra short, 2x the Europe index. The problem with this ETF is it's very thinly traded. It's only traded 9,000 shares so far today. It's a 19 million. Now, an individual can get in and out of it very easily, but an institution like myself, it's not really a viable candidate in the portfolios that I manage because of the size. But there's plenty of other inverse funds. I do have, I think, one of the weakest spots in the world right now is Europe. It's one of the most highly regulated economies. It's very difficult to do business. The only thing that comes close and may even be worse than doing business in Germany is trying to do business in California. And you'll notice I've been broadcasting from the shores of the Ashley River in South Carolina, as far from California as can be. Well, German business morale sinks further. You know, Germany's in trouble. Their business climate index slipped to 101, the lowest level in more than 2 years. Trade frictions, risks linked to Brexit, anti-government protest in France, weaker growth in emerging markets are all putting the brakes on a 9-year upswing in Europe's economic powerhouse, and that's Germany. Germany is a major part of Europe's economy. Germany has always been a very capitalistic country, but it's become more socialistic under their leader, and they've seen their economy, it's suffering because of a lot of reasons, but that happens to be one of them. It's a lot more difficult to do business in Europe these days than it used to be. Well, there's good news in the housing market, finally. Maybe that's helping this rally today. Housing starts top expectations. We only thought there would be 1.2 million housing starts. Instead, there was 1.26 million housing starts. Finally, a little bit of relief for the real estate market. That's another one that was under pressure yesterday. And there is an inverse fund on the real estate sector as interest rates go up. I will have my eye, I do every single day, on these inverse funds. Not good news for the consumer electronics and toy spending. Now, we know that holiday sales are going pretty well right now. At least they were as of Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Cyber Monday and whatever else. But the toy sector, Bank of America's credit card data shows a 6% drop in spending on consumer electronics and toys for November. Well, I haven't seen it drop in my house. The sharp drop during the month is the biggest recorded over the last few years. Well, this isn't good news for Best Buy. And, of course, Best Buy stock has been sinking recently. In fact, Best Buy was $84 a share before this whole correction started. Now it's $52 a share. That's a 35% sell-off in Best Buy. I do not currently own Best Buy. It's also bad news for Mattel. I do not own Mattel, the maker of G.I. Joe and Barbie. It was $18 a share this summer, and now it's $11 a share. That's a 30% sell-off in Mattel, and it's a new 52-week low for Mattel. So there's definitely some very, very weak spots starting to show up, and it's not good news for Hasbro. Hasbro looks a little better than the other two. It's still growing, but it too has gone from 110 down to 82, which is about a 20% correction, and that's a new 52-week low. T-Mobile, Sprint, that's a done deal. It's official. T-Mobile and Sprint have won backing for their $26 billion merger. The deal was cleared after the firm's respective foreign owners, Deutsche Telekom and Japan SoftBank, offered to stop using Huawei technology equipment. Okay. More pressure on China. You can't use that Huawei stuff. They violated those Iran sanctions. And Huawei, is she out of jail yet? I think she's out on bail, the CFO of Huawei. There's a merger in the gold business. Hey, the gold stocks have been moving finally recently. That's been one of the worst sectors. Gold loves pessimism, doom, gloom. That's been floating around a little bit despite an economy that seems pretty vibrant to me and despite an earnings picture that seems pretty vibrant to me. We have seen a little bit of a lift in the precious metals. Barrick Gold merger with Randgold gets final approval. The new symbol, write this down, will be gold. G-O-L-D. Gee, I've been watching that Barrick Gold, ABX, ever since I've been in the business. Let's just check in on ABX. How are the gold stocks doing today? ABX is, well, you know what? It's had a pretty good rally here. It's up about 25% since September, but it's running into some pretty stiff resistance there. And Randgold, which is G-O-L-D, it's also up about, let's see, it's up $27 divided by 6. Yeah, it's up about 35% also, but it's also running into some very heavy resistance. But they do have a merger, and they become the biggest gold stock out there. If you're looking for a blue chip gold stock, well, G-O-L-D is now the big one, the elephant in the room. Now, if you're looking for an individual stock that's very vulnerable, a short idea, I'm the guy that wrote the article, "Does anybody shop at Sears anymore?" That's when the stock was $42 a share. Now it's down to almost zero per share. Well, I've got a new one that's on my list, and it may show up in my speculative account here. What is it? What's the stock that I think is maybe doomed? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. We have lost some of our gains here. We're still up a couple hundred. It's all about the close. It's all about the finish. It's been a wild and woolly week as we're in the last week and a half of the year. And we had some pretty nice year going on. That was as of about late September, early October. And then it all went kaput in October, November, and into December. A very, very swift and pretty steep sell-off in the market that I guess you would have to say it's people thinking that maybe the earnings estimates for next year are too high. Maybe we're going into a recession. Maybe the Fed is moving too quickly. Maybe the China-U.S. trade spat will not get resolved. It will get resolved later rather than sooner. All of that playing into the market right now. More questions, I guess, than answers. But the bull does always climb a wall of worry. It's been climbing a wall of worry for over 9 years, but it could be coming to an end here. And if so, then we will take advantage of some of those inverse funds when that time comes. But for now, we're barely holding on to that technical support we hit yesterday. We'll keep a close eye on that. That's not the only indicator out there. There are others, many others. I have about 12, and when all 12 are in line, bam, down goes the buy signal that I've had on the market since March 27th of 2009. Boeing hikes their dividend by 20%, lifts their stock buyback program to $20 billion. Let's check in on Boeing today. I continue to own Boeing in my growth and income portfolio, which I think is going to be a pretty well-performing sector of the market next year. We shall see. It's been under pressure this year from a rising dollar, which really hurts multinationals, and the trade war with China. Having said that, Boeing is up $12 per share right now. That's a 3.9% move, and that is good news. In fact, they just paid a $2.05 dividend. If you own 100 shares of Boeing, you'll be getting a $205 dividend from the company. They will be raising that dividend, and they will be buying back $20 billion of their own stock. Boeing has increased its dividend nearly 325% over the last 6 years and has repurchased more than 230 million shares over the same time period. Wow, pretty good movement there and action out of Boeing today. Oracle provides upside Q3 guidance. Let's see how Oracle is doing. I have not owned Oracle since early 2000, all right? Oracle has basically been a very sideways stock for the last 5 years. Their growth over the last 5 years has been 1% per year. I have zero interest in Oracle, despite them raising their Q3 guidance, Larry Ellison's company. Micron Technology will report earnings after the close today. Let's check in on Micron, MU. That's another one that I have no interest in and have not had any interest in for quite some time. Very much a commodity-driven stock. Yes, flash memory is a commodity. Micron's had a terrible year. It was almost been cut in half since late May of this year. It's gone from $65 per share, clear down to $34 per share. They will report earnings after the close of the market today. Let's check in on Abbott Labs. I featured it yesterday. Today, Credit Suisse says they see 18% upside potential. Hey, I'll take that over the next 12 months. Let's see how Abbott Labs is responding to that. Well, not a bad chart. It's up 1% today. I continue to own Abbott Labs in my dividend portfolio. Abbott has delivered 10% growth over the last 5 years. It's a large cap out of Abbott Park, Illinois. They pay a dividend yield of 1.8%. Credit Suisse agrees with me on Abbott Labs. Let's check in on Tesla. Morgan Stanley sees the rally in Tesla running out of steam shortly. Well, let's see if that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yes, Tesla down $3.20. Tesla is now a $60 billion company. It bumped its head up against its all-time high here recently at $387 per share. I don't know. I just cannot get excited about Tesla. I think there's a lot of competition coming into that space. Tesla's had a large lead. I can't argue with the performance. Tesla's gone from a $20 stock to a $350 stock. The more amazing part of that move in Tesla, it's been done without any earnings whatsoever. All right, they've been burning cash, but they've got a guy at the helm that's a pretty good showman, the P.T. Barnum, I guess, of the automobile industry. Tesla's at $345 per share. Well, that's enough today. I was going to talk about genetically altered tilapia. I thought that would be interesting next time you're eating at Red Lobster and wondering what's in those fish and chips. Did you know that tilapia is being genetically engineered? There is marijuana news today. Tilray is teaming up with Sandoz. And Kroger's announcing the launch of their first ever unmanned delivery service vehicle to the general public. I think I'll call up and order a box of cornflakes and see how long it takes for the robot to deliver it. Will they also cook my omelet for me this morning? We'll have to see about that. Well, we're on the verge. We are in a very precarious spot in the market. And I will be going through all of my inverse funds here today, going through all of the stocks that I currently own. I have a 44% cash position. As we get ready to end 2018, I am not a buy and holder. You know that from listening to me. If the market goes into a bear, we'll be on the other side of the street. If you'd like to talk to me, if you're stuck in a buy and hold as we are on the precipice, well, we'll see. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.